"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
A newly released book entitled 100 Unsung Black History Facts presents readers with 100 noteworthy facts that have been overlooked, rewritten, or hidden from mainstream discourse. Our history has been consistently whitewashed, the result of a systemic effort to change, obscure, or remove the important contributions and stories of Black people and communities. Additionally, representations in education, mass media, and cultural showcases have consistently failed to fairly depict the entirety of our history, which leads to the reinforcing of stereotypes and the promotion of a narrow, whitewashed version of events. Today's guest is Gabriel Scott, and he is the author of the book 100 Unsung Black History Facts. This is the Black Information Network Daily Podcast, and I am your host, Ramses Jha. All right, Mr. Gabriel Scott, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. What we do here on the show is we like our guests to, you know, tell a little bit about their stories before we get into the meat and potatoes. So do us a favor and tell us a bit about your background, maybe a little bit about your upbringing and sort of what led you to writing this book, 100 Unsung Black History Facts.
Yes, no problem. So my name is Gabriel Scott, and I'm originally from Akron, Ohio, and I currently live in a suburb of Cleveland, Ohio. And I've always had a love for history. Now, I really didn't get into Black history not until after I graduated from college in 2005. Mm-hmm. But I've always had a love for it. When I was 10 years old, my parents bought me a president's book of all the United States presidents, from George Washington up to Bill Clinton. And it was a birthday gift for my 10th birthday. And I read the whole book straight through within a couple of days. And from reading that president's book, that's what really prompted me to really start reading more about different historical people, historical events, historical eras, and even more than that. Mm. And I ended up actually memorizing all the United States presidents, again, from George Washington to Bill Clinton at the time. And so that's what really struck a love for history. It was that president's book when I was 10 years old. And I still have this book to this very day. That was 29 years ago. As far as Black history, I've been writing unknown Black history facts for almost 6 years now on social media, facts that are unknown to most people or unknown to the average individual. And again, I've been posting on Facebook and Instagram for almost 6 years now.
Okay. So tell us a bit about this book in your own words for a person that might, you know, pick it up and be interested in maybe learning a bit more. Why would, or how would you convince them to actually read it?
So this book, 100 Unsung Black History Facts, is a book of 100 unknown facts within Black history that are just not talked about amongst the public and just normal society. I want to introduce or reintroduce these facts that are either whitewashed, falsified, concealed, obscure, and just not discussed enough from the public, and even I've noticed even from the media. And so I want to share, you know, my gifts, my wisdom, my knowledge to the public, information that I have researched, that I've studied, that I've analyzed, and actually took the time to compile into this book that I really hope and pray that people will take the time to read.
So let's talk a bit about who it was written for. You mentioned that you got a book when you were 10 years old. Is this written for a younger audience, or maybe a more academic read, or, you know, every man or every person, or is it just for Black people? You know, kind of help me delineate who you wrote this for.
So this book is for really anyone of any nationality, ethnicity, race, religion. It really doesn't matter. I really want to get the history and the information out there to all genders, all races, people of all different backgrounds. It's for anyone and everyone. The book is geared more towards high school and up. Yeah. So anyone in high school to adult is what this book is geared more towards, or the audience.
Gotcha. And so rather than read a book about, obviously, I appreciate the book that you've written. In fact, on my show, on my radio show that I do, every episode I have a feature called The Way Black History Fact, and I'll go myself and research some really interesting, often obscure facts that people may not know, because I'm trying to like foster a sense of allyship for our non-Black listeners, and obviously for our Black right. listeners, I'm trying to kind of empower them and imbue them with a sense of dignity and a degree of responsibility for a lot of the success that we enjoy as a country, not just, you know, the rich people, but, you know, that a lot of this stuff comes right. from Black minds and Black labor and so forth. And so I want to ask a question. Again, I know the answer, but I, you know, you, the author, I think it's important that the listeners hear it from you. Why is it important that people learn Black history when, you know, there's so many other areas of study or disciplines that people can focus on? Why is this important as well? That's probably the right way to ask it.
It's important for people to learn Black history because Black history is a very inseparable part of mankind and humanity as a whole.
Mm, yeah, yeah.
You know, it's very inseparable. There's Black history all over the globe, not just mm-hmm. in America. And like I said before, so much of our history has been whitewashed, which means it's been covered up, it's been concealed, it's been hidden, it's been falsified. And there are facts within my book that even cover some of that whitewashed history that is either in a way still covered up or has just been exposed or revealed as of a few years ago, like the Jack Daniel's Corporation, right. the Jack Daniel's whiskey, for mm-hmm. example.
Absolutely. Okay. Now, let's say that an individual actually takes this book and they read this book cover to cover, and then they put the book down after they're done reading it. What does this person now have that they didn't have before? What does this person now carry with them?
So if a person were to read my book straight through, mm-hmm. What I would like for every reader to get from this book is to have an understanding of history that is not being taught or told enough, mainstream media, in the classrooms, history that our grade school children need to know more about, mm-hmm. Particularly in high school. I would like for every reader to also share with others, whether it be by word of mouth or whatever it may be, to have more knowledge for themselves. have more wisdom, and to have more of a better understanding and comprehension for themselves as well. So that's really the main purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So much of our history has been, again, whitewashed and falsified. We need to bring more truth. We need to promote more truth in regards to Black people all around the world. And I'm sure you know, I'm sure you could probably agree that there's been so many lies and cover-ups, period, not just regarding Black history, but just in general. And I'm all about the truth. I'm all about speaking truth. I'm all about sharing the truth, just truth in general. And so we need more of that. And if we have more people to speak truth, share the truth, believe in the truth, and not be in such denial, this will almost be heaven on earth. This will be a great place to be, to live.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. People don't always realize just how much their negative thoughts and experiences stick with them and weigh them down. You may find your brain constantly running through a highlight reel of bad moments. That comment your friend made last week that hurt your feelings. That frustrating thing your mom does. Or that silly thing you said in a meeting. Maybe it's time to get it all off your chest. Whether it's a tiny annoyance or something much bigger, talking about it can give you some relief and lead you to a potential solution. That's where therapy comes in. It's a safe space to share whatever's weighing you down and learn to process it so your internal highlight reel can focus on the good stuff. And BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy on a schedule that works for you. Connect with a licensed therapist by text, phone, or video call. Start the process in minutes and switch therapist anytime. Let it out with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BIN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BIN.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Sure. We are here today with Gabriel Scott, the author of the book entitled 100 Unsung Black History Facts. Okay, talk to us a bit about some of the research that went into the book. Talk about the whole process of getting all the facts fleshed out.
Yeah, so as far as my research is concerned, I made several trips to the library, you know, just checking out books and having them, you know, brought in, but also books that I already had in my collection, and then compiling the sources or references from those books, and then checking out those references that are within the books that I already had,
sure,
checking those out and mm-hmm. reading those. And then those books, a lot of times, have references and sources in those. You mm. see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's how a lot of my research was conducted.
Okay. Okay. And I'm sure that that you probably came across some stuff that like surprised you that you even didn't know going into it. So let's talk about maybe something that what's one fact that you came across that stands out in your mind today that surprised you as you were compiling this work?
One fact that really stands out in my mind and will always stand out in my mind is Ludwig van Beethoven's true identity. And how his identity has been whitewashed and falsified ever since he passed away in the 1820s. So we're talking roughly 200 years. When I came across the truth about him, I was stunned. You know, Ludwig van Beethoven, who is arguably the most popular classical composer of all time. And I say arguably because there are people out there who would probably argue that or debate with you about that. So he's arguably the most popular. But he was given the nicknames Black Spaniard and Blackamoor. He was born in Bonn, Germany, but his ancestry actually traces back to Belgium. His ancestry traces back to being Flemish. Either both or one of his parents were of Negro traits, Negro descent, either his father, Johann, or his mother, Margarita Beethoven. Now, his mentor, Joseph Haydn, was employed by a family called the Esterhazy family, who were part of the Austria-Hungary region. Prince Nicholas Esterhazy employed Joseph Haydn. Joseph Haydn was Beethoven's mentor. One particular day at the residence of Nicholas Esterhazy, he hears this beautiful symphony being played. He had no idea who was playing the piano. So he walks in a room and he sees Beethoven sitting at the piano. And he notices he doesn't have white skin. And so he says, what? Exclamation point. This music is by a Blackamoor? Question mark. Then he says, well, my fine Blackamoor, good to be in your service. So he welcomes Beethoven in. He notices his brown skin. He notices his black woolly hair. And so he welcomes him in with no issue.
I'm going to read all your books. I did not know that. That is fantastic. Well, speaking of all of your books, I'm sure you have things in the works for the future as well. So let's talk about that for a second. What's next for you? Or is it just kind of, you know, making sure that this book is well received?
Well, for now, I just want to really market and promote this particular book. I do have other books that I anticipate on writing. And it might be another book regarding more unknown Black history facts that I might end up writing for the future.
Okay.
Because I'm constantly researching. I'm constantly seeking the truth regarding our people. And so it just might be another book regarding unknown facts. But right now, I really just want to focus on this one and just getting this information out there to the public. My main purpose is to educate people. I have a passion for educating people and enlightening people. I look at the four E words: educate, enlighten, empower, and embrace true history of Black people, not just in America, but across the world. That's the main thing that I'm focused on.
Yeah. Okay. Well, how can we, you know, support you? How can we support the book? Where can we get the book? Are you on social media? How can we follow you on your journey as you continue to make more profound works such as this one?
Yes, I am on Facebook as Gabriel Scott. I'm on social media, Instagram. That's historian_Gabe_Scott, or just type in Gabriel Scott. So I'm on Facebook and Instagram most of the time. And then as far as my book, it's on BarnesandNoble.com, the online bookstore, in paperback and ebook forms. The paperback is $21.99 and the ebook is $18.99. The book is 274 pages long.
Yeah.
So it's almost 300 pages. It's pretty lengthy, but I have a lot to share and a lot to say.
Okay, that's fantastic. Well, you have a new follower as of now. I appreciate all the work that you've done. And I'll say in advance that I appreciate all the work that you're going to do. I believe that our community benefits tremendously from the efforts of people like you, but in particular, the efforts of you, you know, in writing this book. And so I can't thank you enough for that. And, you know, well done, sir. Once again, today's guest is Gabriel Scott, the author of the book entitled 100 Unsung Black History Facts. This has been a production of the Black Information Network. Today's show was produced by Chris Thompson. Have some thoughts you'd like to share? Use the red microphone talkback feature on the iHeartRadio app. While you're there, be sure to hit subscribe and download all of our episodes. I'm your host, Ramses Ja, on all social media. And join us tomorrow as we share our news with our voice from our perspective right here on the Black Information Network Daily Podcast.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.